What's happening, my brothers and sisters? I'm finally here on Sunday, like I said, at 6 o'clock. So I'm gonna wait a second and see if anybody's gonna come in here. I haven't advertised it at all, so y'all spread the word. Most of y'all that know me and know my content, you know how I get down. So just tell your family, your friends, let's do this. So today, you see the title, Snitches Get Snitches Get Stitches, rather. Y'all know what that means. A lot of y'all know what that means. But in other words, let me just explain. Actually, it means that if you tell on someone, get ready to suffer the consequences and repercussions, correct? And for other folks, y'all know, but that basically is what it means. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, the reason why I'm talking about this is with all this stuff going on, everybody telling on everybody else, and all the stuff and floating and what. Okay, let's just go on, get with it. Now, some of y'all think Cat Williams was out of order, out of pocket, out of whatever. I personally don't. Now, let me explain in terms of telling the truth and snitching. Okay, telling the truth is when you have some receipts or you've seen something you don't like or you know something about somebody and you can tell whatever you want to tell, actually. So, really, to me, what Cat Williams did, he was just telling the truth on some folks and without trying to get something for himself. He didn't need Club Shay Shay, which is still so outrageous to me, but he didn't need Club Shay Shay to make him. Okay. He made Shannon Sharp. All right. So let's just keep that 100. And keep it a buck, as they say. So, what is Cat gonna get out of it? Could he get more famous? No. He already has his fame, fortune, whatever. So to me, if he just came on and was having a conversation and was is telling on people, hey, we all do it. It's no need of some of us trying to act like, oh my God, how could he? Y'all be sitting up here talking and lying on folks all the time. He wasn't lying because, like he said, defamation, there's a law, there's the reason why you can't just do that. And obviously, nobody's suing him that I know of, which who? I think what? Was Steve Harvey and Hart, Kevin Hart, or a couple of them? But he didn't lie on him. He told the truth. Kevin Hart did put a dress on. Okay, Steve Harvey is known by a lot of people, his funky ass attitude. So, okay, so what I'm saying is the truth or whatever he's saying stands on its own. Now, a snitch is a person that participates in said activity. Okay, and then they go and tell on the people doing that said activity, trying to get immunity, trying to not be in it, trying to whatever. That's a snitch. A snitch has to be involved in it and go tell. Okay? Cap wasn't involved in none of that. He just said what he had to say. All these other folks, did he? Okay, since we're gonna talk about that, and there's so many other things in the world more important to talk about, but I'm gonna go here just for a minute, okay, with my Tupac shirt on. But anyway, Diddy, if it's coming out that he was a CI, that he was a snitch for the government, then people gonna snitch on him. You can't treat people like crap and think the shit ain't gonna come back on you. Suge Knight walking around slapping women upside the head with a pistol, and he didn't think something was gonna come of that. He do treating people like dog shit, and he got his. See, that's the thing about karma. You get it back. You ain't gonna never be able to do a whole lot of stuff and not get it back. You gonna see it again. And that's the beauty of getting older, because I've gotten my own karma. I see other folks karma, and it's satisfying knowing that you reap what you sow. And see, that's why I don't try to sow too much, because I know you're going to reap it. And I'm not going to put myself in that position, if at all possible. Okay? So once again, the snitching. So to me, a lot of the people coming out and talking about Diddy and all that, you snitches too. Because you, now that your ass is in a hot spot or in a place, now you're going to tell when you didn't say shit before. Okay? And not to say the women, some of the women that he's abused or whatever. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about a lot of other folks. Or look at the ones that did tell the truth that didn't get nothing. Like that sister that got shot in the face. Why didn't nothing came of that? See, that's how we already know in America, a black woman don't have a prayer when we tell the truth about shit, 9 times out of 10. Now, I'm not saying every sister is on the one, but those of us that have reported things or done things or whatever, our worth means nothing in this system, in this United States, okay? From Anita Hill on down, all right? So that sister got no justice, got no nothing. But like I said, karma is fucking real. All right. So now all the pain and suffering she went through and got nothing for it. Hopefully she will get a little peace and some justice out of what is going on now with Mr. Diddy. Okay. And then let's just even take this a little further, y'all. What, out of all the shit going on in the world, you mean tell me the FBI, CIA, whoever those people were, got time to go raid a brother's house that ain't did nothing but treat his own people bad? Really? Since when? Since when did y'all give a shit about what any of us do to our own community? So that's why I'm wondering. I'm trying to figure out what the hell really is going on, okay? Because normally, who gives a damn about us anyway? So one of the few black men with a little money and a little power, you already know they always got to take them down. Now let's be real. Most anybody, athlete, leader, whoever I can think of, they got brought down a couple of pegs anyway, if not taken out totally. All right, Michael Jordan, I don't like him personally, but with all his money and all his stuff, look at all that shit with the gambling and his father's murder and all that. Okay, then you look at, you know, Diddy now getting dogged out. I can't think, but I'm drawing a blank right now, but y'all know what I'm talking about. That most men, look at the one brother that was a high-end consultant or whatever for Clinton, his plane went down, and then they found that he had a hole in his head, and that doesn't happen in a plane crash. I mean, it's like certain key men, key people are brought down if the powers that be think they didn't got a little too high up and got a little too much power and clout. They bring them down everywhere. In Africa, the brothers that before was bringing Africa together, like Kwame Nkrumah or Lumumba, Patrice Lumumba, black men that were standing up, willing to pull their countries together, you know what happened to them too. So that happens consistently among powerful black men all the time. Okay, so I'm just kind of wondering, is this just a distraction, a diversion? You know, we're going to have this eclipse tomorrow. I can't wait on a spiritual level to see what that's going to do. But it's the same constant thing. And all I'm saying with my snitches get stitches is, if you was a snitch, you going to get yours. And don't mix up people that are telling the truth and telling what needs to be done about something with the people that's participated and then all of a sudden want to tell on something. That's all I'm saying. Look at the difference. I don't put the two in the same category. Because if you've been a part of the shit all along and didn't say nothing, look at all the people around R. Kelly. Everybody knew what he was doing and you participated in it. But, when he gets snatched up, then you want to try to get your immunity or but you was participating in the shit all along. You know, come on. A lot of people, you know what time it is. You just don't want, you're trying to get as much out of it as you can before the party's over. And that is what is happening with a lot of these people with Diddy. The party's over. It's over. So now you're trying to save yourself the best way that you can. And that's bullshit. You're a snitch. As far as I'm concerned, you're a snitch. Always. You know, that we've got to get this shit together, y'all, because this is crazy. And that's the one thing, like I said, with all the African men that have been killed, I'm so used to TikTok, unalived, that now we need to be looking at these young brothers that's coming in Senegal, in Burkina Faso, on Niger, all of them, they started to kick out the United States. Okay, so some people want, they don't want us to think about that and have an opinion about that. No, we supposed to be worrying about Diddy. We supposed to be worrying about what Beyonce's country song is doing. We supposed to keep our mind on some bullshit instead of really looking at what's going on in the world and what is happening and what we should be supporting. Because y'all know I'm Pan-Africanist all day long. Okay, we need to start supporting our brothers and sisters and helping them get this colonizer's foot off their neck. And we have the expertise and the ability to do that. But if I'm sitting up here like, damn, Diddy, come on, raise your vibration, get your mind on some things that you can do something about to improve your life, which will then improve your family's life, which will then improve the community. Concentrate on that shit. Okay. All this other stuff is distractions and bullshit, because whether Diddy go to jail, don't go to jail, whatever, what's it got to do with you? How is your life going to change? For real? I mean, unless you was going to them parties and you scared you gonna get busted for something. Other than that, what's it to you? What's it to you? And that's all I got to say about all of that bullshit is snitches get stitches. You gonna pay for telling on some shit if you was involved in it. That's all I got to say. And Lee Cat Williams alone and any of these other people that's got receipts that can talk about stuff that they know has happened and they're coming out with the truth. Now, I don't get into a whole bunch of gossipy shit either. You know, who was it? Dave Chappelle sat up there and said, well, you know, he ain't talking about the white men and blah, blah, blah. Some of all of y'all are saying that. Excuse me. Mr. Chappelle, didn't you make your beginning in your living dragging black people just like Candace Owens dragged black people? Okay, so you can't be the pot calling the kettle black. Okay, if you made a living off of the same shit and didn't want to turn around and have something to say, to me, that's another snitch to me, because you sitting up here talking on somebody and what they doing when you did the shit yourself. Candace. Okay, Dave. Okay, yeah, you might have changed some things, but your beginning and how you made a name for yourself was dragging black people, both of them, and a lot of other bootlegs. Don Lemon, I already did videos on them, but y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, you are anti-black as long as you can deliver and get your bag. Okay, but then when the white folks get tired of your ass, and then you right back with the rest of us. Professor Black Truth always says when white supremacy gets through using their tools, they break them. And that is what's happening. So, Diddy, if you've been a tool, you broke now. And I don't mean monetarily, I mean just what your power is or whatever it is you thought you was doing. That's what I'm talking about. You are broke down. That's what white people do. White supremacy does. It uses you and then it throws you to the curb. And what I don't understand is all these people that think that they're really on the team and gonna get used by white folks and kicked to the curb, and then you mad again. For what? Don't you know white folks are saying, if you'll turn on your own people, what would you do to me? That's what I don't never understand about a bootlick. That's what I don't never understand. What makes you think they trust you other than doing their bidding? That's it. That's it. So that's all I got today, y'all. Snitches get stitches, and they should.